Hi, this is Lisa Cullen.
And I'm Chris Cullen. Our program is called Garden Gossip.
Stay tuned to KZSB Santa Barbara. We'll be right back after the news on AM 1290. Welcome to Garden Gossip, a breath of fresh air waves. I'm Lisa Cullen.
And I'm Bob Burton, her parent assistant.
My celebrity guest co-host. And thank you for coming, Bob. Hey, we're going to be talking with Karen Talene Lawton. Did I say that right?
You did.
Oh, thank goodness. About her recent book, Canyon Voices.
Canyon Voices, to give our listeners out there, the 32 million listeners we have every Friday morning, is about the legendary Rattlesnake Canyon here in Santa Barbara. So if you've got some thoughts about that area, call in later on.
Well, we're going to be actually finding out a lot of thoughts about Rattlesnake Canyon.
Oh, absolutely.
Canyon. But I may as well welcome you to Garden Gossip right now, Karen.
Right now.
Thank you.
Nice to have you. Well, we're gonna talk about, of course, Rattlesnake Canyon, the book Canyon Voices, which first of all, I'm just gonna go ahead and say right now, is this a painting on the cover?
It's a landscape oil by Ray Strong, recently deceased in June, I believe, and he painted that in the 60s or 70s. He couldn't quite remember when I talked to him and his daughter.
Positively breathtaking.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yes. Is that a painting of Rattlesnake Canyon? Is that why it's on there?
Rattlesnake Canyon, yes, is in there, and that's the title of the painting.
Lola.
Oh, it is the title of the painting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's really nice. Anyway, it's worth buying the book for that cover. Anyway, I have to go on a break now. Stay tuned. Coming up, the Name That Plant contest, Karen Talene Lawton with Canyon Voices. You're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290. We'll be right back.
Quiet storm, quiet storm, if the future holds the storm, from nowhere comes.
Back then, I thought I owned my youth, and I had found the truth that wild things grow.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Lisa Cullen in the studio with my celebrity guest co-host, Bob Burton, and my celebrity guest, Karen Talene Lawton, who I just found out from Karen. I thought this was amazing. Her whole family took the hyphenated name. I love that. I don't know how that would work. I'll have to think about that. But anyway, you're listening to Garden Gossip. We're Friday morning live at 11. We broadcast Friday nights at 9 and Saturday mornings at 11. And thanks to Jaron Pilz on the web at newspress.com. Talking with Karen Talene Lawton about her new book, Canyon Voices, which, as Bob Burton so eloquently said earlier, is all about Rattlesnake Canyon, which we're going to find out about that in 1 second. Thank goodness Karen's here to help us
do
that.
Okay.
All right, so you've written a book, and it's called, I've got it right over here, hold on.
Canyon Voices.
Canyon Voices.
Very nice title.
It is called The Nature of Rattlesnake Canyon. But I wanted to read a little bio about Karen Talene Lawton so that you can understand. This is kind of interesting. Trained, and I'm reading this from the cover, the jacket cover. She was trained in engineering at Stanford. Whoa! And economics and environmental policy at University of Colorado Boulder. Holy camoli. That seems quite astonishing, really.
Scattered, it says.
Well, no, I think it's really a right on point myself. I think environmental, you've got to know about economics to know about environmental. And it sure can't hurt to be an engineer to do it no matter what you do in life, don't you think, Bob?
I think if only she could cook, though.
Well, I bet she can. Wait a minute. She's an engineer and she's an environmentalist. She can cook. You can cook, right?
I enjoy cooking and both my kids cook, even the male.
Ooh. In fact, I'll do a little survey on Karen. You know, we had this discussion about gardeners. Bob was reprimanding me for talking about cooking. And I said to him, I thought most gardeners, I'm talking about people that have vegetable gardens, like to cook.
I would think, especially vegetable dishes and seasoning with herbs and that type of thing.
I think if you didn't like to cook, why would you plant vegetables?
True. I guess to give
them
as gifts.
Well, that's a good thought.
Yeah, I mean, why would you bother those?
On the other hand, do you dislike cooking if you plant flowers?
Oh, Oh, no, I don't think so. Karen, help
That's
us.
Too deep.
All right, let's get back to Karen, because as I said earlier, today's show might wander off the straight and narrow unless Karen helps out. Now, what inspired you to write this book?
Living in Rattlesnake Canyon in Santa Barbara was inspiring. It is. And I wanted people to feel the importance of environmental stewardship on an emotional level. So I thought to do that, I would talk
That's a good idea.
About, you know, two people, about their stories. And it happens that Rattlesnake Canyon has touched a lot of people in different ways, between homesteaders and geologists, stream ecologists, hang gliders. There's a hang glider who's hang glided there for 30 years.
Really?
And botanists and monks. And I live there. So.
Oh, there's the hang glider.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I like that what you said about why you wrote the book. Now, when you're saying environmental stewardship, or did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying really to take care of your environment? In other words, to care about what goes on and not let it be polluted and destroyed? Is that what you mean by that?
Right. But it's kind of, I do it through telling people stories who care about the canyon. So. My goal is that people who haven't necessarily thought about the environment as their issue understand that it's everyone's responsibility to take care of the environment, and that it's a wonderful way to grow just by being in nature and seeing what goes on there.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I did forget, of course, since we got so off track, I am just going to, I forgot to say something about the Way to Happiness book that I always do, and the one about safeguard and improve the environment. Remember that one we talk about all the time, help take care of the planet, right? And what Karen's doing here, she's helping take care of the planet by letting people know that it's a good idea. I can get all riled up about this subject, about taking care of the planet, but I'm happy to have Karen on, who takes it to heart and does something about it. That's very cool.
Did you check page 14?
I'm going to check out page
14. Karen has enunciated some of the growing things we can find in that beautiful area.
Yeah. In fact, she mentioned something in her little write-up about learning. Oh, yeah, here we are. Selected plants and birds of Rattlesnake Canyon. Now, you mentioned something, and I had a question about why know all these plants. You know all these plants by name, and I guess when we get back from the break, we're going to find out why it's important, because I would like to know the answer to that question. And you're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290. We'll be right back.
What's driven from the garden, sang their own songs in the spring. Where the wildflowers grow, where waters flow, there's a place that I've always loved the best.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Lisa Cullen of Montecito Landscape, in the studio with my celebrity guest co-host, Bob Burton.
I'm honored that you say that, although our real celebrity guest is...
But yeah, but you're my celebrity guest co-host. Karen is my celebrity guest. Karen Thielen. Say it for me, please.
You got it right the first several times.
I did. Say it again.
Talene Lawton.
Talene Lawton, the author of Canyon Voices. I tried to do it from memory that time rather than reading it. See, and I was mesmerized by my celebrity guest co-host, Bob Burton. And so I lost track of time. But anyway, we were just talking about before the break about why would you think it's important for people to learn plant names?
Well, plant names tell a lot about history. Some names are after the people that discovered them, or some are after something about the soil that they grow in, or
that's good.
History in general. Washingtonia palms, which are the only palms native to California, are named after George Washington. I don't know why.
Wow.
But they are. And,
well, maybe because he was the first American president, and they're Native American. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a stretch, isn't it?
But they all have interesting stories. There's a lot where the common name is not related to the scientific name, but they reminded someone of, say, roses, like the what's that little pink guy? Rock Rose, which is not in the Rose family, but it looks to some people like a little rose.
Well, it looks like a wild rose,
right?
Is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and rosemarinas, you know, when they think things that are look like rosemary, you know, they call them like, you know.
Yeah.
All right, well, very good. All right, so we got this book. We've got The Rattlesnake Canyon. I love your purpose of the book, which is really getting people to take care of the environment and know, because it's true. I agree with you. The more you know about something, the more you care about it.
Right, which is true with each of those, the people that I profiled. They're ordinary people in a lot of senses, but you talk to anyone and they blossom in terms of your interest about them. You talk to anybody in the world and you find that they're each interesting.
I couldn't agree with you more. That is so true. Now, one of the things that about this book is the biodiversity issue. There's a lot of, that's all part of the reason to learn about the environment and go hiking in Rattlesnake Canyon is, because truth is, you can create it's one of the precepts of various types of ecological gardening or whatever, is have a lot of biodiversity in your garden,
mm-hmm.
attracting birds, attracting, of course, not in your vegetable garden, you don't want to be attracting gophers, but you do want to be attracting owls.
Right, and insects, and
yeah.
The more native plants that you plant, the more you attract native insects and native birds and native animals, so you help to restore the whole biodiverse area of Santa Barbara.
Yes.
Rattlesnake Canyon is kind of like an in-between place that is next to wilderness and next to the city, so it's almost like a library.
Yeah, it's practically like in town, practically. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and part of it is in the city of Santa Barbara, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
Schofield Park.
Oh, Schofield Park.
And down from there, yeah.
Cool. And then you mentioned something in here about people that you interviewed for the book. Now, these were people that, why did you choose these people?
They all have something to do with the Rattlesnake Canyon. They're all experts in some area of Rattlesnake Canyon. So
I didn't know that.
The geologist has done geological studies there for 20 years. That's Ed Keller, who also lives in Rattlesnake Canyon. The stream ecologist did studies on the trout and the insects for about 18 years, I believe.
Is this the guy that you have a picture in here of him electroshocking the fish? No, I got distracted by that.
That's Cooper.
What was he doing
Dr.
that
Cooper.
For? I don't understand.
Well, those were the olden days, you could say. That's how they used to, actually, that's how some organizations still study fish, is to electroshock them.
Does it kill them?
It doesn't kill them, but they think now that it doesn't really help them either. So,
well, now, duh, it's like electroshocking people. Does anybody think that helps anybody? Oh, let's put a couple volts of electricity through your head. No.
Now they mostly just look careful.
Oh, I am so happy to hear that. I was a little dismayed when I saw that photograph in there.
Oh, that's kind of neat photograph, isn't it?
Yeah.
When they were doing that, it was during the 70s when that movie Ghostbusters came out. And the kids would think that they were, you know, they'd walk by and they'd say, Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, they look like Ghostbusters. Oh, okay, well, that's good news. That's good. So, no, don't despair, anyone. No one is electroshocking the fish anymore. That's good. And this was just, I guess I don't understand. They would stun them and then pull them out of the water and look at them?
Yes, and take measurements and things.
I
count
it.
Them to see if the numbers were going down and that type of thing.
I got it. Well, maybe they were going down because of all the electroshocking. That might have been something.
It's possible they reached a point of no return in the population.
But anyway, so you had the geologist.
Mm-hmm.
And a hang glider.
Yeah.
Tell me about the hang glider for a minute.
His name is John Greynold. He lives in Mission Canyon, and he has flown over Rattlesnake Canyon for, 26 years or something like that, and was one of the earliest hang gliders. He saw Santa Barbara first because his sister lived here. And it's just part of the history with all that he can see. In fact, Bob was talking earlier about a certain plant that he says wasn't in my book, and I said it was because John Greynold flying over Rattlesnake Canyon has seen marijuana patches on occasion.
Oh, you're kidding.
But
more
interesting is he's flown with the raptors, like turkey vultures often will fly along with the hang gliders and enjoy it, and they look at each other.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And sometimes eagles and other birds that are just curious, and sometimes they do some moves that John wonders whether they're mating dances or what. But
wow.
When I first got here in 56, The mere name Rattlesnake Canyon dissuaded me from hiking or walking up and down the street. I mean, Rattlesnake Canyon. But I joined the Santa Barbara Motorcycle Club.
Oh.
And I did not know from the late 40s until about 63 or 4, we used to have a motorcycle race up, what's the road, Sheffield?
Los Caneros?
What's the road going up Blue Flores Flats?
Oh, that's Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
Yeah.
Now, is that
no, I didn't know that. No, I don't have anything about motorcycle riding. I'll have to do
we raced at midnight. We took off at the bottom of the hill. 1 minute apiece. Whoever had the best elapsed time when they got to the top won that race. Sometimes there'd be 80 to 200 motorcycles.
Wow. How many would make it to the top without falling off?
Well, they had lights and at high speed. I don't remember anybody ever falling off. There were spills.
But I'll bet there were.
Dropping it. But traffic, the city sheriff's department closed off the road for us to do this.
Wow.
And I think the last race was held in 63 or 64. It started at midnight, New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Santa Barbara Motorcycle Club.
Up to Gibraltar.
Up to the very
top. Which borders Rattlesnake Canyon.
It was a dirt road then. It was all dirt.
Right. That'll have to be in the next update of this book.
Well, I've got a friend here who ran that operation. He has photographs of it and everything.
Ran the motorcycle race?
Yes, Bob Mullaney, who owned the motorcycle dealership here. Out.
Wow, well, you know, time is slipping away. We've got to go for a break. You're listening to Garden Gossip on AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. We're going to talk more with Karen Lawton when we get back. I forgot that middle name, but you know who I mean. See you in a little bit.
Ringling past and gone once again. Fell on the pattern of leaves in the blink of an eye. Shadows cast, replaced by the sun.
Welcome back to Garden Gossip with Lisa Cullen and Bob Burton in the studio with Karen Jolene Lawton and talking about Rattlesnake Canyon. But I also wanted to mention something I didn't know Karen was talking about, that in the earlier times there were attempts to change the name of Rattlesnake Canyon by...
Well, mostly Chamber of Commerce and real estate agents who didn't want people to have to buy a house, or they were afraid of house prices going down if they thought they were living in Rattlesnake Canyon. Even now, real estate agents will say this is Mission Canyon, even though if you look on the map, it says Rattlesnake Canyon. So people that move in don't know that they're moving into Rattlesnake Canyon.
What's the earliest mention of Rattlesnake Canyon you found? That is there a point?
Well, that's one of the mysteries of the book, so I'm not sure I want to give it away, but my anthropologist, who is John Johnson, who works at the Museum of Natural History, is a word name expert, and so he traces it through the Spanish and to the Chumash name, and there is a mention in early Chumash that it looks like it is a translation of the Chumash.
Right.
So we believe that it's
hundreds of years old, that terminology.
Hundreds or thousands. Yeah. The Chumash have been here thousands of years.
Wow.
But actually there's no more rattlesnakes in Rattlesnake Canyon, obviously, than anywhere in the foothills.
Can you empirically say that?
I can say that above foothill there's about one rattlesnake per 3 acres. They range in about a 9-acre area. And below foothill there's virtually none.
There you go. But that's very interesting. So Rattlesnake Canyon got its name multi-generations ago.
It's thought. We can't say that for a fact.
But we're thinking that that makes sense. And
right.
Perhaps, I mean, there certainly would be no reason. Maybe they just ran out of names. I mean, you know, because there certainly would be no reason that there would be more rattlesnakes residing there than Mission Canyon.
Right.
Would you think?
No reason
makes
to.
Makes no sense. I think
unless
it's just
the rattlesnakes can read.
I think it's just a colorful...
Just a
colorful name.
A descriptive name.
You know, there's a guy that taught his dog to read.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that another show. It's pretty interesting. Maybe I'll give that as the garden tip of the week. But anyway.
Teach your dog to read.
There's actually, I've heard it on the radio. Anyway, so good. So Rattlesnake Canyon doesn't particularly have any more snakes in any other canyon. And I'm fascinated by your statement that
real estate agents will refer to it as Mission Canyon instead of its proper name,
mm-hmm.
because they're afraid people will, like, not, you know, let the children out of the house or something.
Right. Imagine trying to sell a housing area in a canyon named Drive-By Shooting Canyon. there are limitations to what will be a selling point in a...
Bob, you are just so entertaining. No wonder you're on CNN. Aren't you glad at how serious this show is, Karen?
This is, and to use a big word like persnickety.
Karen, do you have plans for any more biographies? I use that term of other canyons.
Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Other areas of Santa Barbara?
I don't have plans for another Rattlesnake Canyon type book.
Well, you should do one on Mission Canyon. Wouldn't that be fun?
But it'd be similar.
Oh, yeah, good point. What's your next
book
going to be?
It might take away
then?
From the thousands of sales on Canyon Voices. Yeah.
And speaking of thousands of sales, where might one buy this book?
Yes.
That's what I want to know.
One can always buy it online at www.canyonvoices.com.
Oh, I did check out your website.
Online at canyonvoices.com.
Right.
That was very clever.
Don't bother saying www and all that, because we all
know that.
Everybody knows that. Yeah.
Well, okay.
It confuses people.
But it's also available at Botanic Garden, Museum of Natural History, Seaside Gardens, and a lot of the local bookstores, like Chaucer's, Borders, Tecolote.
Borders? Book
yeah.
Nice job. Yeah. Was that your mom getting out there pounding the streets for you?
No, my mom did the Pasadena one. So I'm at Romans and the Huntington Library because of my mom is a good PR person.
Wow. Your book is at the Huntington Library?
Yeah, there's a little gift shop there that has copies.
That's really good. Wow.
That's a nice shop.
Absolutely.
I used Excellent. To be a docent there in the Botanic Gardens.
You did?
I did.
Does Mountain Drive run through Rattlesnake Canyon?
Does Mountain Drive? I think Mountain Drive is always at the level that it's below where Rattlesnake and Mission intersect, so I guess not.
You were a docent at the Huntington Garden?
I was, and now I am at the Botanic Garden here.
So you lived in L.A.?
For a few years, yeah. Well, and I grew up in that area, too.
In Glendale, Pasadena-ish?
Yeah, San Marino.
It's a valley trip.
That's not
San
a valley. That's San Fernando.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Unfortunately, that's where I grew up, so I'm... Oh my gosh, we have to go on a break. You're listening to Garden Gossip. Yeah, I think so. On AM 1290, Santa Barbara News Post Radio Station. We'll
thanks
be right
to you,
back.
And thanks to you.
Won't you stay on the vineyard for the summer? Stay on the vineyard for the year. Find a little outcome there in no ghost. And I'm sure it is all that will stay on the vineyard for the summer.
Get the mail list.
Very good. Well, you know, you're listening to Garden Gossip. Welcome back.
Welcome
Cullen,
back.
In the studio with Bob Burton and Karen... Talene Lawton. And, you know, this show has just turned into a different show than I had originally planned. And it's okay with me. I hope it's okay with you because Karen, it just turns out, is just this wealth of skill and knowledge. And I have so many questions for her. And then I've got my celebrity guest co-host who's going to be on CNN tonight. And he's writing books like the Vermilion Vendetta, anyway.
Bullet Blues, please buy
Bullet Blues. And the other one, Crimson Hit, and then we've got Canyon Voices by Karen Talene Lawton, which is all about Rattlesnake Canyon, and wow, and I just sort of got distracted. I didn't even give you the tip of the week. I didn't even we didn't talk about gardening, except we will talk about your vegetable garden, Karen.
Uh-oh.
Because you've told me that your vegetable garden is, this is fascinating to me, even with the chicken wire, you're telling me that the gophers ate through the chicken wire and got to your garden.
Yes, and my husband dug out the garden 3 feet deep a couple of years ago. We've tried everything, but multiple manual labor, basically to make a crib out of our vegetable garden is... chicken wire, the fine chicken wire that's only a half inch across or something.
I'm astonished by that. You see, I do the same thing in my garden. Well, I live in the Carpinteria foothills, which is, you know,
the same elevation.
Central.
Yeah.
And I don't have the problem. They will come above the ground and eat plants.
But actually climb up, we have
But climbing through yours, no. I'm sort of, the only thing I can say is that perhaps, as I've said, the chicken wire doesn't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was done 2-3 years ago, it's not impossible that with constant gnawing,
and they could claw out the rusty spots and break it.
Yeah, if it became rusty, yes. Yeah,
it's to the point where the vegetables are so expensive to grow that it's a good thing we don't grow very many of them.
Well, I think that next time you're going to have to do it all in like redwood, pots.
Or plastic, which doesn't rust, but can be worn.
Yeah, but that can be gnawed through easily. That's fascinating. You just have some aggressive gophers up there.
I think so.
And there are some in some areas, aggressive gophers.
That
could be in one of your books.
Aggressive gophers.
Aggressive,
I like
gophers.
That terminology.
Yeah,
gray aggressive gophers.
But
well,
anyway,
that's why they call me a Luckies, okay.
The gray aggressive gopher? No, I don't believe that. All right, well, what else? We've talked about the book and where we can buy it, and you're going to have book signings? Is this what this card is about that you're showing me?
Yes.
Book signings.
Tecolote Bookstore would be a perfect place for you to have a book signing.
That's October 7th.
A Tecolote?
And
yes.
Chaucer's. Chaucer's is this weekend. No, next weekend.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to apologize to my audience that I did not push Name That Plant. I apologize. It happens sometimes. You know, we plan something, and then we get interested in our guest, and we forget. We just throw it out the window. But don't you worry. We're going to have the contest next week. We will continue. Chaucer's Bookstore, Sunday, September 24th at 3 p.m. Ooh, boy.
Next to Harry's. Out of Harry's Plaza.
Oh, and next to Harry's Plaza. Everybody knows by Gelson's, right? Over
right.
there? Loretto
yes.
Plaza.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. Your next book. What are you going to write about?
I like to kind of distill facts into something that will be approachable by people who haven't studied an issue, and I've been reading a lot of Middle East history, so it might be something in Middle East history, and it might be fiction. It'll be a while, because that takes a lot of reading.
Yes, it does.
But I'm interested
in it. A lot of research. That is fascinating. All right.
Maybe they're gardens.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, you have such a vast, interesting background. Well, thank you, by the way, for coming on Garden Gossip.
Well, it's been great fun.
It was just sort of a last-minute
thing. Karen Talene Lawton.
Karen Talene Lawton, her whole family.
And this book can be found at Borders?
Chaucer's,
Tecolote.
Tecolote. Huntington Gardener. Gardening.
Gardens,
thank you.
San Marino.
In San Marino. And on the website at canyonvoices.com. Beautiful book. I think it's really fascinating. And I didn't even get a chance to really ask you about all these great stories, because you mentioned there were some really fun stories. But we're going to save that for people to buy the book and read it.
Some mysteries. And I'm hoping there are several schools that have bought it for use as a text, even though... It wasn't written for students or for a textbook, but like Dunn School, the principal, Linda Smith, is using it, and Westmont students have used it in process. Professor Milner and different people have enjoyed it kind of stage-wise and enjoying it for their students. So.
Well, that must make you feel really proud of yourself. You should be. It's beautiful. All right, well, you know, we have to go. Next week, we will have back with Bob Burton. And we'll find out about that CNN interview, a little bit more about that, like how that went. And you can come on the show anytime, Karen, because I can see that you could be a great help to us here on Garden
well,
Gossip.
Well, Karen here is just discussing a certain plant in a given area. Call in and offer your thoughts. You have to be the Rattlesnake Canyon historian of Santa Barbara now.
Well, I understand all the different perspectives, but I'm not an expert myself.
Oh, you're good enough for me, though. You know what? We got to go. So email us, gardengossip@verizon.net, and call us next week. Listen in next week, Friday morning when it's live, and fill your garden with joy.
Thank you, Lisa. You're wonderful.
When we are together, it's the breath of fresh air.